stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, April 17th.
I feel like it's been ages. I mean, it kind of has been ages.
It has been ages,
yeah. So much has happened over the weekend that I can go on forever.
Good. And I'm sure you did your taxes and everything too, right?
No.
Because today it's due.
No, not at all.
But you got to file at least an extension, you know?
I owe a lot of money from last year that I just got in trouble with. So I just need to find someone to help me with that. I just need to go and do it.
Well, you don't need to pay a lot of money.
Yeah. So something it's not like good. Because I screwed up. Like, I don't even know how I did it. But I do it myself every year. And usually I'm fine. But last year, like, I guess, I don't know, they really dug into stuff. And there's something I forgot about.
I know. It's not hard to do. But then to pay the money is not as easy.
No, it's like $5,000. And I'm like, what? Why? No. So, and then I didn't do this year's because I just figured it's just going to mess up. I just want someone to do it. I haven't had time to have someone do it. So I'll
find someone
figure
to do it
out.
I mean, for that amount, you know, they might be able to save you a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You never know.
But anyway, so I did Reality Rally.
Yes,
this
you did.
Weekend.
And?
That was very interesting. For those of you who don't know, again, it's the Amazing Race. There's 100 reality stars, actually it was more of us than that, doing the Amazing Race for charity for breast cancer. And it was an amazing cause. And what happens is three people buy a reality star. So I got bought by someone and I teach them how to, like, you know, play our game. Uh-huh. And we ran so many miles. I mean, probably like 8 miles, 10 miles. It was insane. And it's like just shocking. You know, you have all these games you play and it's great. But I will say that last year I got into an argument with Marty from Survivor because he cheated and it was really awful. And he was just a mean person. And he's known for that, apparently. And this year I was like all excited. And I went to like the Zen thing the night before. And, you know, and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. You know, and I get down there and I was late getting in there. And I just finished autograph signing. And I was running upstairs to go and grab my shirt because I had to like switch shirts because I had the wrong shirt on. And I didn't get there in time. So I'm running across and I accidentally bump into this girl. Like, and before I could turn around and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, what? You did what, bitch? Blah, blah, blah. And starts going ghetto crazy. And I look at her and I'm like, what? And she's like, she's from Hell's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. So, and she's like the crazy girl in Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. That stupid girl, Elise, she's such an idiot. Like, she's the biggest idiot I've ever met in my life. So she goes insane. And I'm like, whoa, dude, you need to chill out. This is a charity event. Of course, it's all reality stars. So everyone like piles in and is all looking like what's going to go down. And I'm like, meanwhile, I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me right now? Like, this is a joke. Like, I just want to get my shirt.
Oh my God.
Like, right here. And I just want to go change. Yeah. This is so stupid. So she pushes me and like starts this whole thing. And I was so proud of myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm laughing. First, I was like, ha, 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 you're an idiot. Look at yourself right now. You should really look in the mirror. What an idiot you are.
Right.
And I was like, this is a charity event. You should be like so ashamed of your attitude. And you know what? Whatever. I'm out. Peace out.
Good.
You can have a fight with yourself.
So you didn't get caught up in all that.
I walked away and I went to the bathroom. But I come back after the bathroom because I cut up my shirt in the bathroom to make it more sexy because it was not sexy. And I came back in and everyone's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, what? She went around and told everyone that she like fought me.
Really?
And I'm like, but they were just. This is so stupid. I'm like, all right, whatever. Such trash. So I ignored her, but for the rest of the day, every event that I would like, because there's like so many events, you have to like run and race to get to each one. Right. So I'm trying to avoid her, and I told the team members, thank God I was with three guys who are huge, because I was like, let's stay away from that girl. You know, and she would like try and start fights, but she was starting fights with everyone.
Really?
And the end of the day, her people came up to me on her team, and they were like, bless your heart, you had to deal with that, because we had to deal with her all day long.
Oh my God.
And she cheated, and she was crazy. And like, these are sponsors that like people pay thousands of dollars to be there with you, to like get a chance to like see what it's like to run a race for reality, but it's for cancer.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, wow, really? This girl is insane. So that was my experience. So I went to a party afterwards for everyone.
Yeah.
And I didn't stay that long because I just was like, this is just such drama over this little, like, and the girl's like short. She's like 4 foot. Wow.
Anyway, found the right person to
pick on,
huh?
So to everyone out there, don't watch Hell's Kitchen. Don't watch it.
Okay.
She's crazy.
Yeah, for Brigitte, don't watch
it. Yeah, don't watch it. But then anyway, so that happened, and then I went to, which was really cool, then I went to this, thank God, this Zen day on Sunday. I learned how to do Reiki. So I was really excited, and I helped with...
What's Reiki? Is that like pressure points and things like
that? No, that's acupuncture and stuff.
Right.
Reiki is like it's a form of healing, using energy to help people and heal and stuff. It's really interesting. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we were doing this one section on distance animal Reiki, like healing people from a distance, but animals. Mm-hmm. And we're in the forest. It's a beautiful place. And this little baby chipmunk just appeared.
Really?
It fell out of a tree, I guess. It had a broken arm, two broken legs, and Gail, the instructor, she picked it up, and then I don't know what it is, but I just had to take care of her. So I brought her home.
I hope she's not food for your snake.
And
I'll kill you.
She's beautiful. She's like the size of my hand. I have pictures on Facebook. She actually passed away yesterday.
Really?
But I knew it was going to happen.
So she was too injured, huh?
Way too injured. Yeah, we tried to get help. I went to take her to a vet, and it was like $1,400.
Wow.
I know, and I'm like, this is a creature from the wild. Are you kidding me? Like, you guys just can't help her? And they're like, no. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So then I called a couple nature centers and got a number, and they were on. I gave her to Christina, my friend Christina, and they were on their way to take her because I was shooting. So they were on the way to take her, and she passed away in the car.
Aww.
I know, and I was shooting, and I pick up my phone. Never pick up your phone when you're on a shoot. Never do that. So I pick it up, and I start crying. After I had all my makeup done, I was like crying. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to redo my makeup. And I'm a wussy. But I like loved her. She was so cute, and I like slept with her with me all night.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I even fed her Pedialyte.
Well, at the final days.
I know. I even got, like, a little dropper, and I was, like, feeding her with it. Such a dork. But, yeah.
No, you've got a soft heart.
That was my weekend. And then I shot for Harley yesterday, so that was dope.
Yeah, that was good, huh? When are we going to see that?
That's
for a catalog.
Yeah, it's for the catalog. I know I'm the fall edition, and then I'm the 110th anniversary special, and I know their 110th is next year, so I don't know when it comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
I would
cool.
assume probably this summer because it's for the fall, and then everything after. I don't know. It could be for next year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, cool.
Yeah. I'll keep y'all posted.
Yeah. Did you get paid well for it at least?
I did.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you can take us all out to dinner for this money.
Right?
Well, it sounds like you had a great weekend.
It was interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got a special guest in the studio, and his name is Anthony Smith, a comedian, and also you do a lot of different things.
I do.
And among them, he hosts a show here on Tuesdays, which is tonight at 4 o'clock with Shira.
Yes, right.
And the show is called Trending Topics, and why don't you tell us a little bit about the show?
Trending Topics is one of the hottest talk shows in LA. I'm telling you, tune in today at 4 o'clock. I know you guys love Brigitte. I mean, the energy coming off of this girl is like amazing. You know what I'm saying? I come in the studio, she's like, you want some of my energy drink? And I'm like, hell no, I can get it from you. I just shook her hand and I went into a motherfucking diabetic shock. Is there sugar in that damn drink?
It's all the Reiki healing.
I'm like, oh my god. You know, I think you should take that money from your photo shoot, however, and pay your freaking taxes with it, okay?
Right, there's an idea.
Uncle Sam come out there and, oh, hey, look, there's Uncle Sam right there.
Yeah.
He's our host.
What you're talking about? I'm going on a vacay this weekend.
I know that's right.
I don't know.
Take the money. But Trending Topics we like to refer to ourselves as the linguistic nightclub of talk radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we come up in there, we keep it vibing, it's hot. You know, we deal with all the trending topics. My co-host and one of the hottest chicks in L.A., Shira, so sexy, so fine, so smooth. You know, she's sassy, she's classy, really smart. So she brings that real good smart edge to the show, you know. And she keep me calm, you know, because you see your boy Ed could get a little wild and crazy.
I couldn't tell at all.
Yeah, I get a little wild and crazy, you know. So we start the show out, you know, with a little chit-chat, like you guys talk about what's going on in our lives.
Right.
And then we deal with entertainment news, we deal with sports, we deal with politics. And then we'll spend the second half of the show, you know, identifying some of independent artists that are out there. We may
very
feature
cool.
them on our show.
That's really good to know, actually.
Yeah, well,
very good to know.
Good. So we expose
them. I'll have to hook you
them.
Up.
Please.
Yes.
Please do. So we love having the independent artists on the show. And then we have what we refer to as our trending topic. Mm. And the trending topic could be anything. I mean, mm-hmm. we deal with sex. We deal with sexuality. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. we deal with politics. We deal with all kind of crazy stuff. You right. know?
Sounds yeah. awesome.
How about sex? Do you talk about sex?
Too? Oh, hell, fuck yeah. Matter of fact, every now and then we might even have sex in the studio. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's real yeah. live entertainment. You know what yeah. I'm saying?
I mean, it's full on live.
I mean, real talk.
Should I even be touching this table right now? Because there are things on here that
well,
I shouldn't be touching.
Well, maybe the person, they may have cleaned
That's
it.
From
I don't
his
know.
Show, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we love the sex topic. Sex topic is like number one.
Oh, so juicy. Oh, okay. God.
Well, that's the way we like it.
I know. I just asked it because it's the first thing you said. We talk about sex, sexuality. I'm like, do you talk about sex?
I was going to make a comment, and then I was like, no, I wasn't sure if you were joking or not.
It was supposed to be a joke, but right. it fell flat.
No. Oh,
well, like most of his jokes, but that's all right.
Oh.
That's why I'm here today.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, on your show, I also heard you guys have all kinds of inspirational things like that.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I think you focus a lot on, like, life and things,
yes.
you know, that nature. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know on Facebook you always write a lot of pearls
sure.
of wisdom and
yep.
things
cool.
like that.
One of the things that we identified is how we wanted to showcase our personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is not always just fun and games.
Right.
And everything
it's
can't always.
It's not?
No. You know, we would love to have a nice 12-hour photo shoot every single day. You know, but you know.
Hey, it gets tiring to be a model.
Does. It yeah. does.
It does.
And it's a lot of work being a model,
it
too.
It is. People don't realize.
And there's yeah. a lot of rejection to being models, too.
Yes.
You know, every time you go out. So we like yeah. to try to deal with that part, too, to say, okay, listen, it doesn't matter. If you get rejected, you know,
yeah.
the whole key is to pursue your dreams, to go after it, to fulfill your passion, to manifest, mm-hmm. you know, the gifts and the talents that we each have that lay within us. And a lot of times people's talents are dormant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
know?
Agree.
And we set them to the side because life issues come in and say, oh, no, well, you know, I'm too old. You know, I got kids now.
And that's you stopping yourself. And you're actually stopping your own success or your own happiness.
That
yeah.
is correct.
I guess it depends on how you look at it. You know,
sure.
and you gotta approach it in a
right.
in a positive way.
That
True.
Is right.
Because I know when I start thinking like, oh, I can't do this, blah, blah, and I'm thinking, yes, I can. When do I usually say? And that's I know that's when I'm like going on a downslope and I need to like mm. figure my way out. Because when I start saying I can't, my whole life has been I can, I will. I've already
Absolutely.
Done it and I already put it. It's already happened.
See, my motto is, you yeah. know, failure yeah. is not an option. Therefore, success is inevitable.
Right.
So I
yeah.
have to do each day in an efficient manner all that is necessary to accomplish my dreams and my goals.
Mm.
So the very thing that we focus on the most is what manifests in our life. So a lot of times it's not just, okay, think positive. We have to actually identify tools and strategies to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do our show, we say, all right, well, we definitely want to entertain them. You know, we definitely want to showcase the funny side of Ann Shira. You know, the real mm-hmm. life. We play a lot. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Shira's my lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
so we love each other, but we're friends. We're business partners. We own a multimedia production company as well. So we do a lot of things here in
right.
L.A. But we also know that once we get through playing, let's mm-hmm. deal with some real stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And then let's conclude the show with an inspirational thought, not a motivational.
Right.
You know, motivation is like a warm shower on a cold day. You know, you get in the motherfucker, it feels good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as soon as you get out, it's cold in the motherfucker.
Exactly.
You know,
you forget.
You
yeah.
forget about yep. it. You want to get back in the shower. So we want to leave you with something that is a tool that you could apply to your life and then
good
have fun
you.
At the same time.
Yeah.
That's a really
Sounds
cool
good.
Idea.
Yeah. It is a great show.
Yeah.
And I like that. Now, how long have you known Shira?
I've known Shira now about a year and a half. Mm. We were introduced by a mutual friend of ours who's a co-author.
Yeah.
And I started writing a book that I'm actually going to have published this summer.
Wow.
And Shira, she's an educator as well. She works for LA Unified. And so she teaches English. She teaches
That's
filmmaking.
Cool.
So she was the perfect person to come in that had the Hollywood insight.
Right.
And the Hollywood
yeah.
experience. You know, she's done a lot of acting and things like that,
okay.
you know. And she also has a master's degree in education.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right, well,
she's
you,
smarter pants.
Yeah,
she's a purdy smarter pants.
Oh, she's fine as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I'm crazy. So I'm like, okay, well, I can't always use just any kind of word in my writing.
Right.
So she come in and she can kind of edit and say, well, you know, you
true.
Can't, every other word can't be motherfucker.
It can't?
No, but it's a lot of fun,
oh,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? So she
but
came in.
But in the book, yeah.
And she came in to start editing the book and she fell in love with my writing. I fell in love with her energy and her personality.
Right.
you know, and it was just a perfect collaboration.
Wow. Yep. And then you started dating and things like that as
well? Oh, hell yeah. You got to see the girl. Go on Facebook. Check out. Yeah. Oh,
shit. I know. I don't blame you at all, man. She's
I'm going to go on now.
Yes.
Go on. I am. What is it?
Trending Topics. With Ann and Shira is our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Trending.
You can also go on our website and see the pictures and stuff like that.
I could, but I'm on Facebook now.
Well, that's what you do.
Exactly. Check out her name is Shira Nicole on Facebook. You know, got a lot of hot pics up there. You know, she bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She wanted to be with us today, you know, but she's testing her students, you know, helping them to get out of school and everything. You know, she teaches high school, so.
Well, we'll listen to her this afternoon.
That'll check out Sexy Voice and everything. Hey, baby. Hey, Shia. You
know what I'm saying? That's not it. Is that it?
Oh, hell no. That ain't my baby.
I wasn't sure. But what is weird is, something's called Trending Topics on here, and they're Chicago people that I've worked on a movie with.
Oh,
so
really?
That's kind of weird.
You're on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Or if you go to the LA Talk page and click on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I should listen to Sam in the first place.
Yeah. Sam is always in the first
Sam's
place.
Sam's usually right.
Sam number one. You know what I'm saying?
You
that's are. Uncle Sam.
That's true.
It's tax day.
Oh, my God. You guys are so funny.
So, are you originally from LA?
No, I'm originally born and raised in Gary, Indiana, right outside
of Chicago. Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, I'm saying.
The home of the Jacksons.
The home of the Jacksons. You know what I mean? And so, we give honor and praise to Joe Jackson. He put us on the map.
Right.
So I wanted to follow in the footsteps of Joe Jackson. I told everybody in my family I'm moving them out here to L.A. too. I'm going to make it big. Right. And I'm bringing it from Gary out here too.
Sounds good. Well, lucky that you're here today because you're going to get to meet Michael Jackson's nephew.
Yes.
He has a
show
on.
Yeah.
And you'll get to meet him today. So
absolutely.
Ziggy Jackson, very cool.
Yeah, this is so cool.
I've checked out his show. I've listened to him. I mean, the boy is vibing. I love it. I feel it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
really good.
Awesome. Well, you'll get to meet him in person. So you grew up in Gary, Indiana.
I did.
And at what point did you decide I'm going to move to L.A.?
You know, that's a funny story. Actually, it's not really a funny story. It's a very serious story. Mm-hmm. I spent most of my adult life, my professional career as a mortgage banker, a real estate investor. So I made a lot of money. You know, I made and lost millions, you know. And when the economic collapse happened, 2007, 2008 and everything, I find myself with millions of dollars worth of properties. And, I mean, my tenants were losing their jobs and everything. Can't pay rent. Property's going into foreclosure. You know, I'm driving around in a $100,000 custom Hummer, and I can't even put gas in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I find myself driving down to the food stamp department in a $1,500 suit because that's all the clothes I had. God. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Bad. That's bad.
It was bad, you know. And so I decided to get into financial planning and insurance brokering. One of my neighbors who lived in our community, everybody in the community, you know, are high net worth individuals, right? And we're all, you know, trading in the Benzes and the Beamers and all that stuff for a little Ford Escorts and shit, you know, Cavaliers. And his ass was the only person in the neighborhood still buying drop-top Bentleys.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, dude, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing? He's like, hey, I told you, man, you need to get into insurance brokering and financial planning. Mm-hmm. Everybody was moving their money trying to put it into safe revenues, you know, safe avenues. And so I got into that business and I started generating, you know, another multiple six-figure lifestyle. Mm. But it was depressing. It wasn't what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to be
more creative.
You got
in it for the money and you don't get any satisfaction.
Yep. You don't get no satisfaction from it. So I found myself one night, I was just miserable. You know, I was unhappy and I was having this like out of body experience. Seriously, it was like my soul was over here, my spirit was over there, and my body was in the bed. And I was just like, I was agonizing. Because I knew I was not fulfilling my dreams and my goals.
Right. Right.
And I started writing my book that'll be published, which is entitled Life Intentional, L-I-F-E. It stands for Living in Fullness Every Day.
I cannot wait to read your book. It sounds amazing.
Oh, man, it's awesome. And so I'm like, I'm writing all this shit about how to live your dreams and goals, but I'm over here negating my dreams and goals for the money. Yeah. Now, I got to feed my family and everything. You know, I got kids, too, you see. So I know that you do have obligations.
Right. Yeah.
But it just... I mean, it was so unfulfilling.
Right. So it's hard to get up in the morning when you don't enjoy what you're doing.
Not only
that,
but I also feel like, well, there was a thought I was going to say, and I don't know what I was going to say now. Damn it.
But it was so unfulfilling for me, you know?
Yeah.
And so I came out I came out here to visit a friend of mine. He wanted to get me into some kind of a network marketing business. So I flew out here, and I had always had this desire to live in San Diego. I love San Diego. I've been out here before. And, I met with the guy, and I was like, we're over here. We're staying at some hotel by LAX. And I'm like, dude, you know, I'm finna drive down to Dago, man. I just feel a calling, like I need to be in Dago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I went down there, and I was like, I'm at home.
Yeah.
So I went back home, and I told my wife at the time, I was like, look, I'm telling you right now, we packing up. We out this motherfucker. We about to go. And she's like, no, we know. California is too expensive, blah, blah, blah. I ain't leaving. I'm like, well, look, you ain't got to leave, but I am.
You know? Oh, my God.
You can stay behind.
I'm rolling out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And so she went to work one day, and she didn't believe it that I was leaving.
Yeah.
Wow. I packed up my car. I took $1,000 out the bank, and I drove. I grabbed my brother. I said, hey, dude, it's time to roll. I didn't know where I was going. Mm-hmm. I just knew that God told me, and it's time to roll out. And I saw this vision that if I didn't leave, that I was going to be trapped back there.
Wow. Yeah.
And I saw that if I came out here, my life would be so much better.
Right.
Well, it's hard to walk away from a six-figure salary.
It is, yeah.
Claiming that your life going to be better.
Yeah.
In a state with the highest unemployment rate in the damn country, you know? So I left.
Yeah.
And I came out here, and I love it, you know, and things. My wife and I, we eventually divorced.
Right.
And I'm glad. You know, I celebrated. It was a sad situation, but I still celebrated because what came out of it.
New beginning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
life that I have
new
now.
Freedom,
oh, my
yeah.
Lord. I'm telling you, it's the best.
Yeah. So you have kids, too, right?
Are
I they do. Back in Indiana?
No, I have two children with my first wife. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
like, Dad, this motherfucker can get around, huh?
Stop it. Yeah, you know, it's the South. It's the South. I'm telling you. My girlfriend is getting married for the fourth time.
Really?
Yes. And
wow.
I'm 33. So she's the same age as me.
Oh, wow. No. Four times? Yeah. Damn that, now.
She's got two kids.
That's
and two
too
different.
Much, man.
But I guess you say everybody else
the
is
South.
The problem, right?
It's the South. You know what? That is North Carolina. They get married at 18. They get divorced at 20. Then they get married again at 22, and they get divorced again at 24. It's like literally, it's crazy.
Are you serious?
That is the South. I lived in this, like, yeah, I lived over there for a while. It was very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't they just date, you know what I'm saying? Or have an open marriage? How about that?
Yeah, that is the South.
What do you think about open marriage?
You know what? I've already said this before. Whoever I get married to has to be open that I'm going to bring girls in.
Ooh!
Yeah, you see? Man. Aunt likes that one.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
You're going to have to
hey,
be open.
Hey, sir, we need to have her on the show. That's
what
I'm talking about. Oh, I just had another visual.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Can you imagine marrying a woman that says you can bring women into the bed?
Oh, hell yeah, I told you.
I can bring women into the bed.
So, you know, that's always the
you
problem.
You can bring women in if, like, but it has to be a mutual thing. It has to be like, but here's the thing, like, I guess it would get weird if you were like, I know someone and I'm going to bring them in. That's where it gets kind of weird.
Yeah.
So it would have to be like, it's
like a
random,
right?
Either someone I know personally that I don't, you know, like that's really fine, or like a random stranger that we both agree
sure.
on.
Sure. Right. Well, you know what? I agree. You know, and that was we had this topic in our private group, and we talked about on our show. I think it was last week. We talked about homosexuality, bisexuality, pansexuality, all these different sexualities. And we asked the question.
What's a pansexuality?
Oh, a pansexual. You know, Shira old brainiac ass. She was the one that discovered this pansexual
shit. What is it?
I never heard of it. She's like, I got something for y'all. It's a pansexual. What the fuck is a pansexual?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you have sex on a frying pan? I don't know what the fuck.
I'm like thinking all kinds of things right now.
Fry some eggs and some shit. I don't know. But anyway, she if a pansexual is someone who doesn't really identify with any particular sexuality. They are almost kind of like, it's synonymous with asexual, where they have sex with both male and female, but they don't say, hey, I'm bi or I'm gay or any of that. They just, I'm neutral. It's just, I'll fuck a tree if I feel like
it.
Yeah, you know,
exactly. They'll screw anything that walks doesn't walk, too.
Well, I mean, then that gets into, are they the type that are going to, like, you know, do animals?
Yeah, well, see, that's some nasty shit. Now,
that's disgusting.
Yeah. I'm okay with you and your girl.
Yeah.
And I think, damn, look at Sam's eyes. I can see it all. Sam got this vision with you and your girl.
Ah!
I can see it playing out on his glasses.
Get out of my head. Are you kidding?
Well, we had asked that question about, in our private group, we asked, is it okay for you to bring, if you and your man have a mutual respect and an agreement, is it okay to bring another woman into the relationship? Now, of course, you know, on fake book, everybody always say all kind of other different things.
Right.
Nah, hell no. But then as we start asking more probing questions,
right,
we found out that it was okay if the woman brings in another woman for the two of them to have sex, and the man can sit back and watch. He can sit back and watch. He can masturbate. He can do whatever he want to do. But he can't have sex.
Unless the woman says so.
Unless she says so. Okay. And most of them was like, no, hell no, I ain't sharing my dick. Damn, that I ain't sharing my dick. You know? But and the dudes were like, well, I'd love to see my girl with another girl. It was crazy, you know?
Yeah, because of course they want to watch it. Whether they'd like to be in on it, but if they can't, they're just going to sit and watch anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
But I guess with me, it's like, I don't know. Why not share? I mean, it would depend on the situation. But
yeah. Now, would you feel secure about that, Anthony? I mean, if she brought another woman, what if she likes her more than you?
Well, see, you know, I have... I talked about this on my show. I've dated bisexual women, and I never had a problem with them bringing women in. I've never felt like another woman could take my woman.
Right.
And for the most part, what I saw with the bisexual girls that I dated was that for whatever reason, they always needed to have a man. They always...
I need a guy. I need a guy. Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, that's the thing, like... I want a guy. I want to feel safe. I want the dick.
Yeah,
I want,
like, seriously.
I want everything.
Yep.
But occasionally, I may think a girl is hot, and I'm like, ooh, I just want to know.
That is correct. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I could deal with that. Now, I can't deal with another guy sexing my woman.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think many men can.
No, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think many can.
I can't deal with that. Yeah. No, hell no. Because you know what I'm saying? That damn dude, your dick bigger than the motherfucker. I can't deal, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker pulling out 10, 11 inches on my ass.
Oh, my God.
Your damn energy drink.
Oh, my God. And that is a big PC, by the way.
That might be a little bit of a problem.
I don't think I'm
manly enough to handle that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think usually men that do that are kind of like, I think they want to be humiliated or something like that, you know?
Yep.
Otherwise, I can't understand why you'd want to watch your wife with another man.
It's the same thing, and I have a friend that didn't mind, but I think it's the same thing when, like, you know, you get tied up and you've got, like, the gack in your mouth and you're, like, hanging from a ceiling or, like, whatever. You know what I mean? I think it's the same kind of mentality.
Jenna is crazy, y'all. I swear to God, this girl is funny as hell, man. She got a lot of energy for real. Real, man. And it ain't the energy drink.
No, it's just not. Crazy anyway.
She got a lot of little needle marks on her arm. No, I'm just kidding. No, she doesn't. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, though, the mutual friend that introduced Shira and I, he kind of worked like as a male escort.
Okay.
And he had a few clients. You know, married couples.
I want to hear his story.
For real. Oh, this motherfucker got some stories. For real. Matter of fact, I think we're going to have him on the show.
I think we should have him on the show, too.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Well, he was telling me how he had a couple married couples that the guys would pay him to come have sex with their wife.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they, like, I mean, it was crazy. You know?
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, you know, in our society as a black guy, we always just assume that white people do this. Man, white people are nasty as a motherfucker. Y'all just do all kind of crazy shit. but really, black people do this shit too. Okay.
Yes, we just they do. And I have many experiences with that.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay, now what have you been looking at this black microphone off of?
Oh,
funny?
Hey.
She haven't even closed her mouth, y'all. Y'all should see this microphone in front of it. It's black.
Oh, damn.
It's long, it's thick. And she just...
You know what? There is a picture of me on Facebook where I did have it in my a microphone in my mouth over the weekend. It was a joke. It was a joke, but I did.
And I'm sure she has a lot of things in her mouth, too. But anyway.
Depends on the night.
But we do that stuff, too, you know. And so he had black couples. He had white couples.
Right.
He had them all. And it was funny because he wanted to know if I knew other couples that may wanted to do that because he wanted to make some extra money.
Right.
I never met a man that was cool with it, but I met a lot of, you know, women that was good with it.
There's an actual website. All right, this is going to be crazy. I forget what it's called. I'll probably remember it in a moment. But I will say that someone I dated a couple years ago, we were like, let's sign up. We'll just find a girl in there.
Nice.
And there's a website where couples go on and they can find, like, other guys or girls to bring in. Like, you just pick and choose what you want.
Really?
If it's, like,
wow.
A quick thing. Yeah. Yeah. And they have to be, like, tested or, like, whatever. So it's actually interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Does I mean, we got, like, you know, 1.5 million motherfuckers listening to us right now. So
I don't care.
Does your parents know about your... Hello, Mom.
You know what? They wouldn't be surprised. I'm so insane anyway that they would just... Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure they know what they've got on their
hands. I mean, I've always been insane. They know that. Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I do, younger brother and sister.
Now, do they know?
My brother, we don't really talk as much. I mean, we talk, but like not really. And he's on the East Coast. My sister and I talk all the time. So... Kind of, we share stories. Yeah, she's.
How do you think your mom will react?
She would just be like, "What the fuck?" I mean, they are very strict Italian.
Yes.
East Coast, as you can be, complete right wing Republican.
Yes.
You know, whatever. So it would be interesting, but in a way, I just don't care.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I got in trouble. Put it this way, I got in trouble. Do you remember Lingerie Bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was in lingerie bowl, which is, you know, you're wearing lingerie, but it is full contact football. You know, it's a sport. It's on pay-per-view. And we really are playing football. And I'm a diehard football person. Mm-hmm. So I was in lingerie bowl and they went ape crazy. Ape shit.
Really?
Completely ape shit.
Wow.
Because I was in lingerie and they were like, how can you do that in your underwear? I'm like, it's football. Are you retarded? It's a full, like, we're full on playing.
Well, you know, the problem is that parents always see their kid, no matter how old they are, as some little kid.
Exactly.
I remember.
True.
It's hard to switch it off, you know?
It's very hard.
Because suddenly one day they're like adults, you know?
Yes.
And you're going, what the hell's going on? They're my kids.
I guess.
Like, yeah.
You know, what's really hard is the fact that my dad owns a big corporation.
Yes.
So if he doesn't find out, other people are like, do you know what your daughter did? And I'm like, shit. And so I was the Extends girl for 8 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No wonder you're looking at that microphone. That
I
is
I was like, hey.
What amazes me is how many people know of Extends, you know?
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
I'm on it. I was on every night.
Hey,
on, like,
he's
every
lying.
Channel.
He's lying. He's never heard of it. But but his seat is all the way to the back of the wall. You've been taking some Extends, pal. I can look over and tell.
Oh, my.
No, it's funny. I'm going to tell you a story.
Yeah.
I dated this chick that I met down in Miami once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because we met at this club and we were vibing, you know?
Yeah.
So we were like, she was like, you know what, let's get out of here. So we went back to the beach. And we're walking on the beach and she's like, you know what, Anthony, I think I got to tell you something, you know, because I'm really feeling you. I like you a lot, but I think you should know right away.
She had a penis?
Oh, my God. I was nervous as fuck because there was this transsexual club right next to us.
My God.
And I'm like, this girl was so hot.
My God.
I mean, she was killing him, right?
Really?
And I'm thinking like, oh, my God, if she's telling me she has a fucking cock, I don't know what. And I said, well, I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking her anyway.
Oh.
I'm just teasing.
You're just shoving a pillow and doing the ass.
She was fucking hot, right? So,
I'm sorry.
So she's like, I did porn.
Oh.
No, wait, the first thing she said, she says, I'm bi.
Okay.
She says, I like girls. And I was like, oh, no shit.
Yeah, well.
We have something
my kind of girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I like girls,
totally
too.
Fine.
And then she goes, I have something else I need to tell you. She says, I've done porn. You know, she grew up in well, I ain't going to say what because she might be listening.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all a business. She came out here to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
when she was like 18 years old. She did a couple of flicks,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she made some money. And she was vibing. She was feeling good.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, damn, you know. Well, what stopped her, what got her out of the business, this guy that she used to date
mm-hmm.
back in high school knew that she was doing porn.
Mm-hmm.
And he took one of the videos that she did and put it in her mother's mailbox.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Fucked her up.
Yes.
Her mom came home and
she
took the mailbox.
Oh my God.
And not only was it like, okay, this is a porn that's in my mailbox, I'll just throw it away, but she was one of the girls on the cover.
Oh. Wow. And this is not nude pictures. I mean, this is hardcore.
This is her on the box with a dick in her hands and one in the mouth.
But the film.
So like,
oh. See, this is where I would say I just posed for the picture.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. I just looked.
Yeah, it's all Photoshop.
Yeah. Ain't no Photoshop there. And it was hilarious because my buddy and I back in Chicago, you know, we were at the office one day and we were like, dude, let's look up. We went to see some of the porns because she kept talking about, oh, I don't remember none of the names of them. I don't know and everything. Uh-huh. I'm like, dude, you're lying. So this other guy who was like this porn fanatic, you know, he was like, I know I've seen this chick. And he kept saying that while we were in the club. And I'm like, dude, you don't know that girl.
Oh, my God.
So we go online, man, and we saw her in one of these porn flicks. And it blew my mind, man. I was like, damn.
Was it gnarly or was it nice looking?
Well, no, she had great looking guys.
Did she have a great looking Cookie.
Oh, hell yeah. She was freaking hot, I mean, from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? So she did one scene with this white guy, and this white guy was just, and she was a black girl. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she's light skinned, you know, so she has a great tan and everything. And the white guy was just tearing her ass up. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe I've got this chick that did porn. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Well, she was such a nice girl. Uh-huh. And she's extremely brilliant, educated.
Take her to get tested and then go from there.
We kicked it for a while, you know what I'm saying? But
did you do it?
Oh, hell yeah. But we weren't going to go no further than that because I'm like, I'm going to take a porn star home to my mama.
Right.
Hey, mom, look here. I'm going to let you know. My dad's like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's right, because your dad might totally know, and that would be weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like talking to your mom funny, like, huh? Hey,
it was crazy. Yeah. But it was funny because the point I was saying is that you never grow up to your kids.
Yeah.
And when Shira and I came on air, it was hilarious because my mom, she calls right after, and she's like, you know, son, you know, I love the show, but, you know, do you have to curse?
That's funny.
Yeah. It is.
Well,
so she
that's me,
to
Mom.
My,
yeah.
Yeah, that's me. It's just who I am. It's my personality. Yeah. It's a part of me, you know?
Yeah.
Same here. Same my parents are used to. We grew up with, like, fuck, pick that fucking thing up now, asshole.
Wow.
I'm like, that's just how it is. We're Italian. We're Italian. We're Italian. We're Sicilian. We're crazy. You know? And, like, my mom used to be like, hey, watch your language. But my dad cusses, so we're like, whatever. You know,
okay.
Like, it doesn't matter if we do it. We just do it anyway. Just,
mom, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to dad.
Exactly. Well, we do that all the time. It's just second nature. We think nothing of it.
Sure.
So when I came out here, it was really weird because I had certain friends that are very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it's not like, I don't know, our family's crazy. But I just realized, whatever, people just do this. So when I would be like, what the fuck is your problem? And they would get all ass bent.
Yes.
And I'm like,
really?
Why were you so upset? You called me this. And I'm like, but it was in a context that wasn't saying you're a bitch.
That's
it was just saying, bitch, pick it up.
You know?
Or like, what, you know what I mean?
See,
there's
that's
a difference.
I wrote a whole comedy skit
bitch, pick
on
it
my
up.
CD, you know, to tell you when it's okay to call a woman a bitch.
Really?
Oh, I got it. Well,
let's listen. I was going to get to that because Anthony's got a CD, comedy CD.
I want this.
And it's called On Fire.
Yes.
And so let's listen to a couple minutes of this so we get familiar with your comedy. When did the CD come out? Just now?
It came out on my birthday this past Saturday.
Wow.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, baby. You know,
he's
it sells
an Aries.
Through the roof. We're loving it. You know, I'm thanking God. Yeah, man.
Awesome. So this is a little routine from the Laugh Factory, right? Okay.
They're my family. Like I said, we're just the light. But like I said, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful weather out here. Damn near 330 days a year. A motherfucker can't complain. Gorgeous sunsets and waves crashing against the pristine shorelines and surfers riding the waves from sunup to sundown. Two-piece bikinis and nude beaches. Multi-million-dollar homes along the coast and in the foothills all around the Hollywood sign. Life in Southern California is the shit. You know what I'm saying? My ass is smiling all the time up in this motherfucker. Stars. Feel the nighttime sky with a cool breeze off the ocean to fill your lungs. What else can a motherfucker complain about? You know what I'm saying? What can I ask for? I ain't got shit really to complain about except for all of the motherfucking gang violence running rampant through the hood these days. I heard about this shit while I was growing up in the G back in Gary. You see what I'm saying? We got gangsters shooting them up and shit. We got drive-bys and fights and beating the motherfucker down for their gym shoes and all that shit too. But damn it, we from the G. We right outside of Chicago, the motherfucking Windy City. Ain't but two seasons in Chicago. You can go there any time of the year and it's either cold as hell or it's hot as hell and straight humid than a motherfucker. You know, the kind of humidity that wraps itself around your ass and the only way to get the bitch off of you is to take a shower. The shit is fucked up in the hoods back where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit but liquor stores and churches on every corner and a motherfucking currency exchange. It ain't a bank to be seen in the hood. Shit is so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't even know how to spell bank. Ask a kid to spell bank, motherfucker, and all this motherfucker gonna do is give you a bank stare. I mean a blank stare. Shit is so fucked up.
pastors encouraged their parishioners to rob the currency exchange and the liquor store and bring ye your tithes and offering from the robbery to the church and a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 to serve as juice for communion. But hey, look here, that's life in the G. That's life in the motherfucking Midwest. But out here, my ass is confused. I'm perplexed. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you gonna be a gangster in beautiful ass Southern California? How your ass feel like killing a motherfucker when it's 82 degrees and sunny as hell outside? And breathtaking sunsets every goddamn night. Temperature just right for barbecuing. And your ass talking about you feel like blowing a motherfucker's head off. Hell, I'm confused. I'm perplexed. You see what I'm saying? But what's worse is that the gangsters out here got proper diction and shit. Pronounce a word as if they wrote hooked on fire. Now, how your ass gonna scare the fuck out of a nigga talking about, hey, look here, this is a stick-up. I would like for everyone to please put your hands in the air and leave them up there until I've done all the money I'm in need of. Not where the fuck I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm from is, yo, look here, I don't give a fuck. I swear that a motherfucker moving, I'm blowing your goddamn head straight the fuck off. You already know what the fuck this is. So if I got to say as a goddamn stealer, you best believe it's about to be a killing. Give me your shit and tell the bitch next to you to give me everything she got too. You see what I'm saying?
All right. Anthony
wow,
Smith.
You're hilarious. Yeah. I need to come see you at Laugh Factory.
Yeah, man. Come check me out. You know, I think Shira booked me to go for an audition at Flappy's this Thursday, I think it is.
Awesome.
So
Flappers wish me luck. At Burbank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
oh,
wish
yeah.
me luck on that. You
she
know.
Just wrote on Facebook.
That's so. My baby. Oh, you found
yeah.
my baby.
She wrote me, and I was like, okay, cool.
That's so what I'm saying.
Like,
the girl
yeah.
bad, that. Yo, check
yeah.
out the picture. Girl is bad now, you know what I'm saying?
She's
me wrong.
Hot.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As soon as I get out this month, I'm coming straight to her. You know what I'm, I'm in the mood for some fucking.
All right.
And we'll make love later, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, gotta have two, both. Yeah. Gotta have the mix.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's funny because we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
And today on our show, we're going to be talking about the ego and
oh.
how the ego can, you know, get you going crazy,
yep.
you know. And so we were talking about how much, you know, people enjoy fucking.
Yep.
But you, when you fucking, it's the ego.
Yep.
You know, the ego kicks in. It's like, I'm the shit. I'm tear your back out of this motherfucker. You know? You know? And then, but when you make love, see, the ego, you got to put the ego to the side.
It goes to the side, and it's more like a soul thing if you have a connection
really
with someone.
It
yeah.
is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling her, see, I'm good at making love before we get into bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can give you all the loving in your mind. I could talk to you. I can caress you, hold you, romance you, poem you. All that kind of
mm-hmm.
shit, you know what I'm saying? But when we get into bed, it's time to go to work. You know what I'm it's time to go maestro on that ass. You know what I'm saying? I got to Cirque du Soleil that motherfucker. I got to have my ass flipping prick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
bouncing
wow.
off the motherfucking walls. You know what I'm saying? I'm a champagne up in this motherfucker.
Have you ever tried that cheese? You know what I'm talking about? There's this, I swear to God, I almost got it. So when I was dating this guy for a while, there's like this cheese. It's like a triangle, and it's to like bend the girl over in weird positions that you could like can't normally get
oh,
to.
Oh, you talking about the thing that you put in the bed.
What is that called? It's like a cheese. Like,
yeah,
you know when you're in gymnastics, like the
yes.
cheese? That's
yes.
what I call it, the cheese.
I found that in the magazine, I think it was last summer or something, and I told Shira to order it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't got here yet, but that's all right. I'm going to handle my business anyway.
Yeah, you handle it anyway.
I just put
but
a couple
like,
of pillows up in there and make
yeah.
the cheese.
But sometimes, like, this thing can, like, it twists in so many different positions
yes.
that it makes it easier
you
on, like,
it?
Both. No. Yes. It is actually really fun. It's, like,
yes.
convenient. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Now, who does it work best with, a male or a guy?
A male or a guy.
Male or female?
It's better for, well, it depends. I mean, it really depends on the position. Because,
yeah.
like, you can slam the guy down and get in certain positions that you normally couldn't get it.
Oh,
yeah.
shit.
It's like, oh, shit. Yeah, I dig it. Otherwise, getting creative with your
yeah.
bed, you, like, fall off the bed and, like,
yes.
just go everywhere, which can always be fun.
Look, I got a
but...
tip. But this is for your guys. See, this is for all the fellas out there. I'm going to tell y'all something. There's a secret tip that's on the CD. Now, you can buy the CD, but I'm going to give it to you today for free.
Go
all right.
For it.
When you're yeah. in the bed, so how you don't have to have no tricks and all that shit.
No.
It's one simple thing that you could do that's guaranteed to turtle whack that woman's ass.
Mm.
You keep your shoes on while you fuck. Okay. All right.
I'm going to beat you on the head with your damn shoes.
Put on a pair of steel-toe boots. or some gym shoes, and you butt-ass naked, and you bring her down to the edge of the bed, the corner of the bed right there. You see what I'm saying? So she got one leg on one side of the bed and the other leg on the other side, and you hanging off the bed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, the reason why you keep your shoes on, because you got the grip so your feet won't be sliding on the carpet.
I get it.
So now you can't move. She can't move. You wrap your arms around her legs in a certain way where she can't move.
That's a good tip.
You know what I'm saying? And then you power punch that pussy. You know what I'm saying? You get up in that motherfucker, let her know you at home. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You just stink it every now and then just to let her know you there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't trying to hurt the woman. You just trying to let her know, you know, hey, I'm here. And you just go to work. I'm telling you, she's going to go crazy every time.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, except, you know, I don't like, okay, I will say that sometimes I keep my socks on because I don't like feet. And they annoy me. When it's hot out, it's
or
like gross.
Or she might have ugly toes. But
no, I got pretty toes. Thank you very much. But when it's sweaty and gnarly, I don't like my feet. Like, bleh, don't touch my feet. Like, it just... Unless you're like, you know, doing like, you're like sucking on some toes. I like that.
Okay.
That's some good
really?
Shit. Yes, I do. But otherwise.
Where did you get her from?
I don't know what she got.
Awesome, man.
I come from the land down under.
You come from the land going down under?
Sometimes I do.
That too.
It depends on the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise I got to keep my socks on because I don't want this sweat. Like, I don't want your sweaty paws touching my sweaty. It's like, I want to throw up. Like, it's just, it like.
Now,
literally.
You know, you have some powerful sex if your feet are sweating. That damn, I ain't never made nobody's feet sweat.
Really? Oh, damn.
Sam, have you?
I don't know. Never checked.
Are they wearing socks? If they're wearing socks, that's probably why. What are you saying? So normally I'm like, if you're wearing shoes, get your damn shoes off the bed. Or it's like, you know.
Yeah, no. You can't have the shoes on the bed. It's when you're hanging off the bed. You know what I'm saying?
I like what you're thinking because, like, other times it's like you're slamming. Like, I love when you're being, like, slammed sometimes.
That's right.
But sometimes it's like, if you don't have a good grip, you're all over.
You're all over the place. You're slipping and sliding. So you put the shoes on and you don't move.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Especially
that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I have, like, satin sheets. So you're even more slippery. And
absolutely.
Like, shit. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to move the sheet off the bed. Get this motherfucking sheet off. You got these 1,000, 1,500 count sheets. Take them off the bed and just fuck on the flat mattress. I'm telling you, it's the bomb. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you open up the windows and let a breeze come up in there. That breeze coming across your sweaty ass feels good.
It does feel good. Yes, it does. Indeed.
Sam is like, I can't wait to have sex for the first time.
There you go with the shoes. With fucking boots.
Oh, wait, you guys haven't had sex yet? What? Wait, what?
No, not me. Too funny.
Oh, well. Now, listen, before we leave, I wanted to bring up this thing. I downloaded this app called the Ugly Meter.
Okay.
Have you heard of it before?
Oh, my God, I've heard of this. Yes.
Yeah. This is, like, amazing. I'll show it to you. But we got to do it sometime when we have time.
Okay.
You have to take a picture of yourself. And let me show you. So you choose if you're a man or a woman.
Wow.
You know they were going to ban this.
And
you know that? They were going to
ban it.
Because,
really?
Yeah, there had this huge controversy. I guess it was a couple months ago or whatever. Because kids were doing it. And what it does is it measures if your face is proportionate to each other.
Sure, exactly.
And then it goes from there. And so kids were doing it and they were crying. And, like, it was like this whole bullying thing or whatever.
Yeah, because it causes problems. It can cause
huge
problems in
issue.
A group.
It was
well,
all
see, that
the
type
news.
Of app in the black community would really fuck up our self-esteem. Because I'm sure the person that design that app use some pretty thin white face.
Probably.
Why is it gonna be a white face?
Well, because it's white people behind it. It's just whites and Asians.
Why is it gonna be? It's probably an Asian face. It's probably an Asian
really
face.
Really gonna fuck us up. My big old face up in this motherfucker be like, I'm ugly than a motherfucker.
You don't know that. It depends. It really depends on the proportion of your face. You know?
Yeah, so that's what it's.
I don't think
it's a mathematical. I think. I think it has to do with, like, you know, your nose is here, so like this should be, like, I don't know, an inch away, and if this is like 2 inches, your other eye is 2 inches away.
Right.
Then you're not proportionate, and therefore you're not.
Exactly. But it's not that accurate. But at the same time, it's a great conversation piece.
Okay, let's do it.
It can cause trouble with people.
I don't really care. Do it to me. I don't
we'll do it.
Well,
we're out of time now. But what we'll do is we'll take our pictures beforehand. And then we'll
do it. Let's do it tomorrow morning.
That'd be awesome.
This thing is amazing. And you know it's bullshit, but you still, it sucks you in.
Yeah.
It does.
So I had to get that.
I love how you find random things.
So, Anthony, where can people find the CD?
They can go to www.DramaticImpactProductions.com. Again, that's DramaticImpactProductions.com. If you're already, well, since you're already on LA Talk Radio, go to Channel 1. Go down to the 4 o'clock slot. You see your boy Anton Shira. Just click on our smiling faces, and our website is on our page. Click on it. You can watch the full preview of the CD. It's like 16 minutes or something like that. that. The CD is a classic. It's off the chain. It's going, you know, hey, people are loving it. We're getting rave reviews.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Well, you're obviously a funny man, and I would imagine a comedy CD would be natural for you.
It is.
Yeah. I can't wait to go and see it. Oh, please. And then someone just wrote in. It's called The Liberator Wedge, that cheese. And it's made in Atlanta, in case anyone wants to know.
The nice. Liberator Wedge.
The Liberator Wedge. Because okay, that's another story. We'll talk about that later.
You're so crazy.
Thank you, Dino, for that. And happy birthday to Curtis today.
Happy birthday to Curtis.
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
My best friend.
Okay.
Why? It's my best friend.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay, well, excuse
me. Happy birthday,
Curtis. I'll treat him with the respect he deserves.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, listen to Anthony Smith this evening at 4 o'clock Pacific time, Trending Topics with Shira and Anton Shira. And all the best to you with the CD, man.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in, man.
All right. Thank you for letting me.
Of course. Brigetta, thank you so much.
Yes.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.